very much again for being part of briefing us, and now I let you tell us more about this very big order.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a low-cost press conference. We're all sharing the microphone. Ah, right. When all else fails, Kieran's around. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of my team, which is represented in the front row, which includes the Airbus guys who actually work for us. Good afternoon. It's a thrill to be here. I will let you know what we're about to do. But I just firstly want to thank Airbus. I think AirAsia really, and I'm a man of many words, but I'm a man of, I speak what I believe. AirAsia has grown from 2 planes to now 200 aircraft. And really a big part of that has been the fantastic support we've had from Airbus. You know, not every day has been a day of roses. I'm sure that many days that John has stabbed my voodoo doll many times, with Fabrice joining in and Kieran sitting on it, because he's the heaviest of the three. Though John is catching up. But a relationship is about when things are going well, it's easy. But when things are going bad, it's tougher. And that's where I think Airbus have been absolutely fantastic. I don't think there's a manufacturer in the world who supports their airlines like Airbus have done. And I really, really mean that. So please, firstly, I know you don't do this very often, but I'm here, so please give Airbus a round of applause for the tremendous hard work. We are going to sign a document, of which I haven't signed yet, so I can still negotiate a bit more. I know that we're in an Airbus function because we had a French accent and a very, very militaristic German MC. Thank you, but don't worry, I will keep the time. Like AirAsia, we're always on time. But we're about to sign 100 Airbus 321 Neos. That's the first time we have ventured into this aircraft. We never thought we would, but it's actually interesting. We went from the 737 at 148 seats to the A320 at 180 seats. And it was a big step forward for us because we knew the 737 and getting those extra seats, we weren't sure whether that was the right decision. Obviously, it was a fantastic decision to have made at the time. It was a pioneering decision with many local carriers in Asia that generally used the 737, many airlines that were very low-cost carriers. And today we move on to the NEO, and I have to congratulate Airbus for building an absolutely fantastic aircraft. The A321, with the infrastructure problems that exist in Asia, which will be eventually dealt with, but over the next few years, as airports, you know, have to be built, etc., there are slot control issues, there are slot problems, so we want to maximize all our slots. And really, the A321neo is really a fantastic aircraft, and we wish it had come earlier, but it's here, and it's another big step forward for AirAsia in terms of getting a bit more range, but in getting those extra seats. And really, the cost per ASK that Airbus have delivered us is unsurmountable. I don't think there's an aircraft in town that can match that cost, which is our number one recipe for success. We have fantastically beautiful cabin crew and a fantastic CEO, but really, the reality of AirAsia is low cost. And low cost is what we're all about. Low cost equals low airfares, and that's how we've grown from 200,000 passengers 14 years ago to this year, we will carry 60 million passengers. And with this aircraft, we believe we will hit 100 million passengers in the not too distant future. We are now winning the battle with governments who are now beginning to understand low-cost travel and looking at building low-cost airports and low-cost terminals. We've had fantastic discussions in Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia and now India. So we feel the timing is right. Key to this aircraft is that we're able to do still 25-minute turns, and that again is tremendous support from the airports to enable us to do that. So we're fantastically excited. I really have to congratulate Airbus as being very entrepreneurial in taking a step forward. low-cost airlines have generally had aircraft that are in the 180-seat aircraft, and now we're moving to a new generation. So really congratulations to Airbus. I think that paid, I've given you enough credit in this press conference, that justifies the price you gave me.
No, I think you need to go on for
a bit more. Go on a bit more. All right, this is my speech, by the way. But it wouldn't be right if I didn't thank a few people. Firstly, Fabrice, for really believing in us. We've had a tough 2015 when I was here in Paris this time last year. Many people were writing off Air Asia. And we stuck to our guns. I think we've had record profits. But really, I want to thank Fabrice for his belief, his patience in us, in delivering a fantastic aircraft and listening to his customer. There are many manufacturers who don't listen to their customers, and we've now got two fantastic aircraft. We've got a fantastic manufacturer who's really believed in us. John, what can I say about John? He is the Alex Ferguson. You don't know who Alex Ferguson is because you're a dumb American. But get one of the English people to tell you who he is. Okay. He really doesn't know who Alex Ferguson is. What do we do with these Americans? But anyway, in terms of really the legendary aircraft salesman, we initially negotiated this deal in an Iranian restaurant in the depths of London. I actually still paid for the price because I knew it was better to pay for dinner and get the right price afterwards.
Also, so, Kieran and I didn't have any cash, they didn't take credit cards.
Correct. So, there we go. They're not ready to sell any aircraft in Iran yet, but I'm teaching them. Kieran, I think, Kieran, you are the bedrock of Airbus, and really you've negotiated phenomenally. I think Airbus is phenomenally lucky to have you. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for the million WhatsApps, including this morning. And really, you're the backbone of all the AirAsia deals, and we really appreciate that tremendously. Jerome, what can we do without Jerome? We were supposed to have an ice cream, but he was so scared of Fabrice, he said, can I please buy you an ice cream afterwards because we'll be late for the press conference. So you can see the difference in culture, right? Stewardesses couldn't care a damn about being late. They said, let's have the ice cream first. But Airbus run a very tight military German operation with a little bit of French. So thank you very much. I need to mention one particular staff. I have amazing staff, but I have to mention one particular staff, and please indulge me in allowing me to do that. That is our chief engineer, Anas, who really has done a phenomenal job. He's allowed me to say this, and I think this is the mark of what AirAsia is. And there's no exaggeration in this part. Anas has got cancer at the moment, and he's battling it, and like all AirAsia all-stars, he will win it. Winning it at the moment. But throughout this period, he negotiated this deal with Airbus. He never, ever gave up. He worked throughout this period tirelessly, sometimes 20 hours a day. And really, he's a model of what AirAsia is, which is an airline that never gives up. It's always pushing that extra mile, pushing that innovation gap, and trying to do things that no airline has done before in Southeast Asia and Asia. So really, I really want to thank our wonderful chief engineer. Please stand up and have a better round of applause. He's still got his chemo pack hidden there, but even with chemotherapy, he's still flirting with the girls behind and still sucking up to Irene, who he thinks is the real boss. But there we go. And finally, I need to thank my CEOs here. Three of them are here. It really is, we're a wonderful group of people that has many different types of cultures and characters that we've molded into one kind of airline. You know, Tassapon, our CEO from Thailand, who's done an incredible job over the last 14 years. He joined me from the music business, not knowing anything about planes as we did. And Captain Rizky, who's our new CEO at AirAsia Indonesia. It is very scary for me to have a pilot as a CEO, but he's a unique pilot. And Amma from AirAsia India, who we have fantastic, We now bought a bigger aircraft, and we're talking to Airbus about a smaller aircraft for places like India, and things are moving very well. And finally, I want to thank this man over here, Alan, who worked incredibly hard for Airbus. If you don't know him, give him a pay rise. He has negotiated. He's a pain in the ass because he's always protecting you guys. But he's done a great job. Alan, you should be very proud of what you've achieved for the Airbus group. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak as long as I have. You don't have a choice because I have the microphone in front of me. I want to thank Irene and all my staff who've done an amazing job over the last year as we proved many doubters wrong and we'll have a record year of profits. And I want to also add, I'm also incredibly looking forward to the 330neo, which we think pound for pound is the best aircraft Airbus has ever made. And we're looking forward to launch our flight to London, hopefully in a few years' time. We'll be coming here on Air Asia. And finally, please take your time to visit our aircraft. It's the first time we've ever done this. I need to thank all the Airbus staff. In 2 days, we were able to bring an aircraft from Malaysia, which includes our new seat by Myris, which includes our newly developed own Wi-Fi called Rocky, and our fantastic food and some of the wonderful crew to understand and explain what AirAsia is all about. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for giving us 100 A321neos at a great price. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And now let's sign the contract, which is actually
a look at the German. Let's now sign the contract.
Get it done.
I love your accent.
Sign now.
C'est mort pour toi, Nico.
Oh, let me get my cap on. Otherwise, communications are possible.
He doesn't want to sign.
120, you gotta sign now.
I'm signing. John, you haven't danced. Shall we get John Leahy to dance before I sign? Airbus gave me some key notes to say 100 A321neos, catalog value 12.6 billion, delivery from 2019, brings AirAsia's A320 family to 575 aircraft. We're the largest A320 family customer in the world. Take that, Lufthansa, BA, and all those other European airlines, and all those other Arab airlines that are sponsored by their government. So we are tremendously excited as being an entrepreneurial airline that has bought 575 aircraft. Thank you very much.
This was the Q&A session. Okay, let's start the session.
Sit down and shut up.
And surprise, surprise, the first question goes to Andrea Rossmann.
I have two questions. One is, you mentioned that you're now talking to Airbus about India, smaller planes for India. Can you tell us about how many planes you're looking at and what time frame? And secondly, I don't know who Alex Ferguson is either.
He's a football manager for a useless football club called Manchester United. Yeah, so.
All right, and then on India, how many planes?
I can tell she's American. She loves you, John.
Tell me.
Do you love John?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Don't you?
Do I?
Yeah.
Japan.
You kissed him last time. All right, India, how many planes are you looking at?
Well, it's best, you know, we're really excited about India. We've got a fantastic team led by Hamad. It's a tough market. We've been sued every few weeks by John's friends, Indigo. But, you know, it's an amazing market, and the number of planes that are there versus the market size is very small. So with the change of the ruling, now we don't have to have 5 years and 20 aircraft. We are looking to accelerate. How many aircraft in India have, I don't know. That really depends on management and our ability to execute. But really, the potential is huge. This order actually doesn't encompass a massive growth for India because we don't know. So we'll probably be back here buying more aircraft. But the potential for India, the potential for Indian tourism is huge. It is a continent. And actually, Indian aviation is generally domestic. What we're good at is international. And bringing Indians out to see the rest of the world and bringing people to see what a wonderful country India is. So, you know, we've been working with Kieran and the guys at Airbus with some ideas. Where it goes, we'll have to wait and see. But we're very excited. We're making money in India. We've got a good team in India. We're very strong in the south. And we're not into taking other people's market share because there's a huge market there. We're into growing the market. And we think there's a massive potential in terms of direct connectivity from not the traditional airports, but from secondary and tertiary airports. So I haven't really answered your question, but I don't really know the answer. It's up to my team and how successful they are implementing. But the potential for Indian aircraft is up to 200-300 aircraft. It's really up to how we execute.
Thierry Dubois, Edition Week. Could you be more specific on the slot issues you have to deal with? Where is this happening?
Well, it's happening everywhere in Asia because really low-cost carriers have really exploded growth. All these years, airports were just relying on full-service carriers and it wasn't growing as quickly as what low-cost carriers have. And hence, airports haven't been able to catch up with the infrastructure. So whether it's in Indonesia, whether it's in China, whether it's in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is now building a third runway. So there are many, many infrastructure issues. It won't be done overnight, and hence we've taken a punt on an aircraft that provides us up to 50 seats more at a very, very good cost per ASK to really deal with the Chinese markets and the Indian markets where our slots are controlled. And even in Phuket, for instance, in Thailand, there's not enough slots. So really, we're taking our existing successful model, like we did when moving from 737 to the A320 to now the A321, using those slots, giving airports some business, and bringing in 50 passengers more for the same slot that they gave us before. So I see Asia will take about 5 to 6 years to catch up with the infrastructure, so some countries longer, and that's why we've come to this aircraft, which includes 100 options as well.
Next question goes to Tim Heifer, Reuters.
Thank you, Tony.
He was just joking about it.
Yeah, Tim.
I will explain to Alex Ferguson Institute.
Yeah, please.